stand in your place.
May we bow. Gracious and almighty God, we just thank you for another day of life and all the blessings you've granted each of us. Lord, we'd ask you to continue to lead and guide and direct the mayor and our council in all the business they undertake. Always look over them, protect them, continue to watch over our cities, especially our police, fire, and rescue, and take care of them and keep them safe as well. Read all these blessings we ask in thy precious name. Amen.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Council, you have the minutes before you of the March 3rd meeting, regular meeting. Sorry, before you, is there any, do I have a motion to accept those minutes as presented?
Make a motion to accept the minutes from the last meeting.
I have a motion, do I have a second?
Yes.
Any changes, any discussion on the minutes?
Both of them are in there. The special call meetings too.
Oh, this, we're going to do them both at one time? Okay, and the special call meeting also of March 11th, 2026.
How do you know? Motion with it as well.
I got a second.
I second.
Motion and a second, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. The bills for payment tonight, you have $597,862.30 of general expenses. We had a payroll of $143,297.19 for a total of $741,159.49. I have a motion to pay the bills.
I make a motion to pay the bills.
Any second? You have a second? I have a motion, a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Great. Thank you. Tonight, we also have a resolution number 2026-05, giving the city the authority to remove unsafe house and other structures at 506 North Center Avenue, Piedmont, Alabama, and place a lien on the property. Actually, this one's paid. Right. Actually, I do have a correction on that. This will not be a lien on the property. This was an owner's. The owner had already paid this. They have paid the city to do so. There will not be a lien put on that property. So I just need a motion to accept resolution 2026-05.
Make that motion. Resolution number 26-05.
I got a motion. Getting a second.
I'll second.
We got a motion, a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Again, tonight we have another resolution, 2026-06, giving the city the authority to remove unsafe house and other structures at 511 North Church Street. And this is also, is it a lien too? And yeah, this one we will place a lien on the property.
Yeah, see, he didn't change either one of them, so he threw me off. He left it.
Okay.
So I think.
So this one will be the lien on the property.
I have the
Church Street.
Just lay that on there for now.
All right, resolution 2026-06. I got a motion.
Make a motion. We adopt resolution number 2026-06.
I got a second.
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, thank you. That's two more structures we'll get cleaned up. They're going to start, I know, on the one on Calhoun first. So I already see the bulldozers sitting out there ready to go when we got the approval. So hopefully, maybe even start tomorrow on it. So it's two more structures we'll get cleaned up. We got a police report tonight, Chief.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
All right,
police report for the February 2026 police activities. Fremont Police Department had a total of 34 arrests and 59 misdemeanor charges. Officers conducted 590 officer-initiated contacts with the public, issued 26 traffic citations on 76 traffic stops, and worked 8 traffic accidents. Officers were dispatched on 306 calls for service, and of those calls, 86 resulted in a report being filed. Officers patrolled a total of 8,342 miles during the month. The dispatch office received 1,543 phone calls, dispatched 405 rescue calls, that's 272 inside our area, 133 outside, 75 Piedmont fire calls, and 16 after-hour utility calls. Court collections for the month of February 2026 were $13,640.86, and $6,017 was retained for the city of Piedmont. Any questions on the police report?
Okay.
No questions. I want to let you know, but I know you've got grief. I'm not posting names on Facebook, but I still think it looks better. And the comment was made that now we don't know who it is. Well, we're not posting pictures, so it ain't like you know them anyway.
Well,
and I appreciate it.
You know,
it looks better.
It's time for the change, and just to let everybody know, this was a decision made by me, not the council. I chose to go this route, so let it be known, I'm the one that chose to do that. Okay? And I had to walk it back a little bit to major people.
I like looking at it. It's good.
Thanks.
Also, Chief, you have in the packet tonight a proposal for the traffic change.
I didn't bring that with me, and I'm glad you reminded me of that. Can I get a copy of that? I'm sorry.
You can.
I didn't grab that part. Thank you. All right. Okay. Last council meeting, Councilman.
Here's another. I didn't know there was
he had brought up the situation at the school about the one-way and the history. I gave the history behind it, the reason why we're needing the change. It's gonna, in order for the change to happen, one, it's gonna take a vote to say that, hey, we need to start the school zone at 2 o'clock versus 2:30. And that's simply because the pre-K starts releasing at 2:15. Right. So there for about 30 minutes, you have traffic coming at each other. Just to prevent any, you know, possible incidents over there, simply change it to 2 o'clock. I don't see that it's going to be like a huge change, you know, to the people. But what we would need is one, a vote to change it to 2 o'clock versus 2:30 in the afternoon, and then we'll have to redo our time for the signs.
What about in the morning? Do you have a problem in the morning?
No, the morning time, the reason why the morning's on the proposal is just to put in the literature where it's all together, posted all the times, the morning and the afternoon.
Yeah. So it would be a change.
Make sure it's in the same literature. And but the only conflict that we have is the 2:30 one way.
Yeah.
It really needs to be the 2. It just provides more safety for the students.
Is this going to take that offer?
No, that's a whole another beast. We're talking, but at this point in the year, it's gonna have to. We're gonna have to get through this school year before we introduce a pattern change. We can't introduce a pattern change this late into the school year. If you're wanting to look for a mess, let's do something right now, and it's gonna get ugly.
So I understand.
We can look for a different pattern to see if we can get some of the traffic off. And I've met with the mayor and I met with Councilman Farmer. And we have a rough idea to see how something would work. We would just need to communicate with the school to see how we would be able to pull the traffic around for that area. I'm just going to say it again. There is no good, perfect way to do school zone. There's just so many kids at one campus, and you got a lot of cars trying to get to one spot. And so no matter what we do, there's still gonna be a traffic problem for about 30 minutes. Every day, there's gonna be a little bit of congestion right there. It's no different than somebody trying to get into a football game.
Well, let me ask you something. I mean, I know the problem.
Yeah.
Would it be, just to think about it, would it be something where you could put a school zone traffic lane? That, because the worst getting is when they get up there to school, they form two lines out on.
That's what we're trying to get away from.
Yeah, we've actually already stopped that. We've actually stopped that now.
Yes,
they still do it.
Well, they shouldn't be.
The second line, what that is that second line, they're trying to get to the fourth and the fifth grade. And once that gets full right there, they start backing out onto the road. We've gotten to where we're trying to pull the cars through. And
right.
Honestly, some people don't like that. But anyways, we're working the problem on that one. And I do understand what you're saying about the two lines. It's just too early for the fourth and fifth grade to show up.
I was just thinking, my thoughts was, if you had a school plane, even back down Highway 9, that you could give the Highway 9 traffic
right.
a right-of-way through there, that they, because a lot of them would just sit back there and wait.
Well, part of the talks that myself and the mayor have had, we went out and looked at the location, and if we could pull the fourth and fifth grade to one of the municipal roads instead of the highway,
yeah.
Right there, maybe pull them in off of 2nd Avenue and try to get them to kind of merge into the line from an adjacent street versus trying to come around from the main street.
Yeah,
maybe that'll pull some of them out.
Are you talking about just in the morning time?
No, this is an act.
So if you're making it a one way, won't that give them permission to make the two lines so they can maneuver on through?
You could run two lines, but what they're having a problem with is in the fourth and fifth grade, mm-hmm. once it fills up on Hood Street, mm-hmm. it starts backing out on Main Street.
And they just keep going.
And it creates two lines.
It goes out to
out on Main Street. The problem that we're having is the two there. Lines on Main Street.
But that's something we have a couple of months because we will not implement a change on that until.
It would be
2 months.
Not a good idea.
Yeah.
But we're gonna look at maybe a different traffic pattern in the afternoon for the fourth and fifth grade and see if we can do something that is gonna keep the traffic moving, but at the same time pull some of that traffic off of the highway. Because that's where we're having the problem. Is on the highway. And we'll try to plan it out over the summer months, get with the school, communicate first of the year during their conference with the parents and stuff and pushing out all the information. We can hopefully agree on a pattern and push that new pattern out to the parents. It's just better communication, better practice.
Got it.
And then of course, you know, it's just the background and the implementation, it'll just take us changing the times on the signs and just giving a little bit of a warning period.
Yeah, you'd have to have a grace period for that.
Yeah, just giving a warning period just to make sure everybody's comprehending the change on the signs.
Well, do we need to go ahead and...
That's up to you guys.
Well, we'll have to do an ordinance. We'll have to draft an ordinance and do it with an ordinance because it was put in place with an ordinance. So we'll try to get it by the next, you know, and that way we'll have two meetings. We won't have to suspend the rules and all that, and then we can, so we'll have a couple of meetings to get that put into place, but we'll try to get that drafted up by the next meeting. Thank you, Chief.
All right, thank you.
Got a fire report.
So y'all seen, we got the fire report in there. We had a total of 78 calls for the month. 5 fires, 2 hazardous situations, 1 type undefined, 50 medical, 12 non-emergency, 7 public services, and a rescue. Of course, you can see, if you read the sheet, it breaks it down for the month into detail how many of what those broke down into. Outside of that and the percentages with it. So that is a little bit more than what we ran the last couple of months. And I figure it's probably, we're getting into the warmer weather. This is where we're gonna start seeing a little bit of an uptick. Just a little update on everything. We do have ISO coming in a week from today. You know, we're trying to get all our paperwork and stuff in line for that, so they'll come in and give us a grade. That normally takes 6-8 months, closer to a year, to get that grading back to see how we're gonna pan out in it. But doing that, we've, you know, working on a class this week. Will be two of the big classes that we needed to help us try to reduce that score some. You know, because with the lower score, of course, that's cheaper insurance rates and all of that. So we've been pretty busy with it, getting out. We're doing our fire prevention inspections now on all the businesses. We started that last month. So we've been getting that done throughout. We're fixing the start hydrants here in the next, probably sometime around the first to middle of April. And then working with the water department on all that. Other than that, we're just holding course and chugging along. So, any questions?
No, sir. Good. Thank you, Chief. We got any visitors comment?
Yeah, we'll start with Misha.
Hi, Misha. Hey there.
Hi.
I'm Misha White. I'm his other half, and we have the bison farm. That's how most people know us, by the bison ranch. But a couple of things. I've had a couple of meetings lately where Senator Kelly was present, and we had been paying the PD taxes, police jurisdiction taxes for our meat sales and concession sales, and that was eliminated due to some paperwork that didn't get submitted, not only by the city of Piedmont, but by about another 120 municipalities. So I think it was more the state that messed up than the cities. But I assume that's a pretty good little revenue for the city. So I've talked to Senator Kelly about reinstating that, and he has gone to the Senate and asked for that to be reinstated. So far, he's had no luck. But I just wanted y'all to know that we're working on that. I mean, does it benefit me? Because that means I pay the taxes. But I know the city could use that money. There's probably a lot of things in the police jurisdiction that is not being taxed right now. So I just want to make y'all aware of that, and maybe y'all can push that also. Because, like I say, there were about 120 or so municipalities that were caught up in that, where I don't think the notification quite went out like it should have, because I don't think it would have been missed otherwise. The other thing, you know, when we had the Airbnb here, we had people from all over the world. We had people from Australia, Japan, and other countries, and then lots of every state. And the comment that people always made was, this could be such a cute little town. Could be. And I brought this up to the last council and the administration, and they said, oh, good idea. My thought is, you look at the businesses in town, look at the ones that are storage facilities, that are very obvious storage facilities. They're not trying to cover it. It's just out there. They're storage areas that somebody's using a business for, and it looks horrible. So my thoughts are, you find those business owners, and then you allow somebody to adopt that storefront and do a facade, whether it's artwork. We could do a bison display, something that would advertise things that are going on in the area. And you would find them, and then you would say, here's our criteria. This is what you have to have. This is what we expect it to look like. And then you get those businesses looking like a business, whether they are or they're not. At least you cover up all that awful storage, and you don't have empty buildings everywhere. Because when somebody drives through our town, and they see all these empty buildings, it does not look good, and you're not going to have people want to come here. So in order for us to promote our town, we do a lot of traveling. We see a lot of cute towns, and a lot of them do have these facades. It's not a real business, but it sure looks neat, and we need to look better. We need to have a better presentation. So if there's some way that we can do that, and maybe with the fire inspections and all, hey, if it looks like it's a fire hazard, it probably is. Maybe we should improve upon that. So if y'all would just consider that, I'd be glad to work on it any way I could, because I'd love for this place to look really nice.
Yes, ma'am.
And look very inviting.
Yes,
ma'am. We still have school groups come out to our ranch, and we're working right now with some of the businesses so that they wouldn't come to our ranch for 3 hours and then leave. We're going to invite them to come downtown to eat, and then hopefully we can work with the museum, the Welcome Center, to have these school groups come in and see our town, because a lot of them come right out there and they go right back. A lot of these are from Georgia. We get a lot of school groups from Georgia, a whole lot more than Alabama, but we're working on that as well. So anything we can do to improve the looks and all, because we want people to be proud of this place, and we want people to see it and say, oh, that is a new town.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Mr. DJ.
Evening. I guess I've got comments and questions, but it concerns the budget. And I know that's probably a real sticky subject with lots of spots in it, but you know how rumors are. I've heard that there's a lot of things being considered to be adjusted and such to work with the budget. And one of the things I'd like to remind everyone of is, like for your fire and police, if you're not careful when you start adjusting things with them, their ratings affect everybody around for insurance. And I've got into it with my insurance multiple times about that, and they have explained that to me, that your fire ratings affect your insurance. So that's something that we need to figure out a way to maintain or improve if possible. But I have volunteered several times to help with planning and budgeting and stuff like that with the city, and so far nobody's been interested in that, so that's still an option if it's something that I might can do to help with that. But as Michelle was saying, we have a lot of people come through out there, and we're trying to get them into town, because coming out there and then leaving doesn't really help things. And we try to work with a restaurant or a couple of restaurants, whatever, if they're wanting to have lunch. We used to serve lunch, and I got to cook all of that, plus all the other stuff I got to do, and I'd rather not do that. So it's just the different options that might be available. I'll be glad to help with what I can.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it.
Thanks, DJ.
Mr. Horton.
Good afternoon, y'all. I talked to the mayor this afternoon. I tried to get this material quote in on Friday for the electric burner. In-house material. I know in the month of January I came and asked you guys, I think for about $14,000 in stock, material, and supplies. Last month I did not come because I came and we had to spend the $14,300 to have that skid steer repaired down at Thompson Caterpillar. But I have another order, got quotes from Gresco. It's $19,185. It's some street light arms, but it's bolts, photo controllers. I let the mayor look at it today. Some underground stuff for a project that's going on out at Cotton Plaza. People's coming in out there. We're going to purchase some of this stuff from Gresco. We're going to purchase some of the stuff from Cherokee Electric Co-op, some of the underground primary cable of it. The mayor and them keeping stock over there. We're gonna buy just the footage we need and not buy $20,000 rolls of that wire for out there. But this material stuff is $19,185 for electric materials we need to order, purchase.
And then, like I said, that's just stock.
Just stock
material that you have to have to operate every day.
We have to have it every day. Like I said, we're going to use some of it out there at that Cotton Plaza job. It's not stocking on top of stock, because we have the bare minimum of stuff down there. I know back when we had the storm coming, we was kind of, you know, scrounging about that, or, you know, panicking a little bit, if something like that happened, we still just don't keep a ton of stuff in stock down there. We've worked with the bare minimum of stock. If we got hit something hard, we would be trying to contact the mayor and you know, get some stuff from the co-op and buy and pay them back. So I know that may seem like a lot of money, but it's the bare minimum stuff to work. We buy this stuff and we'll probably in the next month, half of it we can use the Cotton Plaza and different, you know, changing poles and maintenance work, and it's going to run about $12,000 a month. That's just the minimum on stuff. Electric supplies has just gotten outrageous. I mean, they really have. Photo eyes, all you familiar with street lights, the little, the dusted dome light at your house, the photo eye that makes that thing come on and off, them things are almost $10 a piece. So you buy 100 of them, that's $1,000 for, I mean, just to operate street lights. A galvanized 12-inch bolt is $5 or $6, just one bolt. It's crazy what that stuff costs. So, I know it seems like a lot, but that's what this order is going to cost us. So, for me, you guys.
I got a question. Why do you have to come to the council to buy this? I mean, should you not be able to use your budget to do that? I mean,
We talked about that one time before, Frank. You know, right now we don't have any budgets done, and the mayor says the same thing of why am I having to come, and I don't like to come.
Why don't you go buy it like everybody else does?
Yeah, I think under the previous administration that was the norm.
It was the mayor only can, you know, if I, you know, get quotes on this stuff, Frank, and submit it, that the mayor's only.
I mean, it's part of the electrical department, buy it,
right,
and turn the bill in,
right. I think the mayor only has the authority to buy $7,500.
It makes it look like that you're trying to jump ahead of all the other departments when you come up here and ask for that kind of money.
Right.
You should already have the money there to spend. What I'm saying is, you got to send them a bill.
Yeah, it's
the only thing that you should be coming here for is for like special projects.
Right.
Well, other than that, everyday use is what you put in your budget.
Right.
I mean, like I said, it's you shouldn't even have to come to the council and ask for this to buy. You just buy.
That's all I need to hear, Frank.
Well, I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah. So with that, and I agree with Councilman Cobb. I agree. Operating material,
right.
You know, it's kind of a line item in a budget. It's really not. You know, a special interest.
I think it's just the amount's what I always worry about, so that's why I came.
What I would like to see, though, is in the future, you figure out how much in the past history that you spent. Now, leave out storms, because storms cause
big. Right.
But in the next budget we have, you have a monthly allowance. And that's what you spend.
And we will.
And then if you go over that in that month, then you come here and go, hey, this is what happened, I went over it. Now, if you don't spend it all in that month, you know, that goes towards
another. That's kind of how, you know, a budget works, like you say, but that we haven't had an actual budget in 5 years.
Yeah.
So I think that's why a lot of the departments had to come and ask for this kind of stuff, is because they didn't have it budgeted in a budget. So with that, we will have a budget, you know, this coming year. We'll have that budget and we won't have to do all this. So operating stuff, you're more, you know, as long as it's not a special item, you just buy what you need to.
Yeah, just in the past, if I sent a purchase order over there for $19,000, the previous administration would say, no, that's more than $7,500. You have to go to the council and ask for purchases.
That was only for like emergency stuff. That wasn't
for everyday. They use it for everything.
Well, that's not what that is for.
Okay.
That's not the problem.
No, I got you.
So just go ahead and buy the material you need.
Okay.
Thanks
a lot. Appreciate it.
All right. Anybody else, Chief?
That's all.
Thank you. Council reports.
I don't have any.
Nothing. Mr. Cobb?
I do. I don't know exactly what I need to do, but some debris that is getting accumulating over in the subdivision where I live at. I've had several residents said they called, they couldn't get it picked up. It's limbs and stuff.
Okay.
It's not garbage.
Okay.
It's limbs. And I've got some on Gunner, I got some on Auburn, I got some two or three spots on James Street that needs to be picked up. And maybe these people will quit calling me about it.
If you'll let me know that, I'll make sure that's taken care of.
Well, I was going to go ahead and do a work order.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I could just call and get it done, but they don't work no more. Used to, I could call.
Yeah, you can come. You can come.
I can call you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. I'll do it.
We'll get that taken care of. Thank you, Frank.
That's all I have.
Mr. Epps?
Are we going to have the part ready, like cut and everything for this weekend? The Fagans?
Yes, we'll have it cut.
Cut. Okay, I didn't know.
Corey, make sure we get that part cut. They're going to have the
Port of John stuff.
That's this weekend. The car show
Saturday,
this weekend, right? If you
Saturday.
Want to tell about that, maybe.
Yeah, we got the 20th anniversary of Piedmont Car Show, Throttle Kings at the park, Fagan Park, this weekend from 8 to 2. Anybody can come, please come. Nets will be open for breakfast and lunch. And, of course, the city, we got the Port of John's and the bathrooms and the Civic Center will be open and everything like that as well. So the more the merrier. There'll probably be about 200 vehicles down there and 700-800 people.
Always an awesome show.
Yeah. Keith will be there.
Thank you. Mr. South.
I had one citizen to call me. I don't think it's a real big deal unless there was a problem. Ordinances as far as trash being burned, they had a concern. The wind was blowing really hard and someone was burning. And their only comment was asking me, and if we could do something like when we send out the utility bills, put in the guidelines of what the ordinance is as far as burning, so people coming in new would understand, you know, what the requirements are, and you know, there wouldn't be an accident burning, say,
well, to my understanding, Chief, they can't burn trash in the
no, it's got to be natural products, limbs and stuff, debris from that this property is what's supposed to be burned. Legally, that's ABM and state, federal rules there. There's also supposed to, if they're in the city limits, call the fire department to get a burn permit. We'd ride out, check it out, make sure it meets all the other parameters that's supposed to be there before it's issued. The issue we run into is people are just burning, you know, and then we don't know anything about it. We've had several, I'm sure y'all are aware, brush fires and stuff over the past couple of weeks because people are just out burning, you know, on windy days. So, do you know where that was at and when it was?
It sounded, and I'll just be honest with you, I'll talk to you about it later, but they weren't trying to, what am I trying to say, they're trying to protect, they didn't get anybody in trouble, but were concerned at the same time, because I don't know if you remember Sunday, it was kind of windy, and people do need to know if, you know, maybe ain't the best time.
Well, I know we ran a call.
Call that common sense.
It was Saturday, somebody was burning tires, trying to get the metal out of the tires and stuff, and that's illegal.
Wow. I don't know, but is there something we could do? Like, you know, everybody should actually know, just a refresher of a month.
Probably best to put it out on your Facebook page, Chief, and we'll put it on ours.
And the city's website and stuff.
We will put that out, that information out. Mr. Rogers?
No.
I've just got a few things tonight. The chief and I have been working with the county about animal control, and tomorrow is going to be our first pickup. So tomorrow, if you're missing your dog because it's running loose, check with the Calhoun County Animal Control, okay?
So, I'm just saying
we have been working with that and spoke with them this week, and the chief's got it lined up for tomorrow being our first day to haul some animals down there. So, be patient because it's limited space still. We've only got so many spaces at the animal shelter that are available to us. It's going to take some time.
And I will say that they said that somebody told me they called and Calhoun County told them we're full. We're not coming.
So, tomorrow.
I'm developing a little bit of a workaround where we can still handle some things. Mm-hmm. And we're waiting on
all planned out, so just be patient.
Do you know what area they start in?
Do what?
You know what area they start in?
First one they see. No, I'm just kidding. It is a problem, and we know it's been a problem. It's been a problem for a long time. So be patient. You know, it's going to take some time to get everything picked up and working, but we are getting that started.
Now,
so,
Mayor, I want to say one thing is that up until this point and continuing forward, Calhoun County Animal Control, they have worked with us as far as their services. They came in times that we needed them, and they worked very, very well with us. I just wanted to make note of that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Don't be mean to them.
And also, this week we did hire a new Park and Recreation Director. Jay Wilson will be taking over as Director of our Park and Recreation starting April 1st. Will be his first day at work. So, also, the council knows we have a school board appointment coming up in May. We have to make that appointment sometime in April. So, you know, get with your constituents. If you've got somebody that's interested, you know, need to let us know where we can. I think it'd be good to vet who we're gonna put on that board, because that board is very, very important.
Yeah, I just want to say that, because in the past, it's pretty much they brought up a name in a council meeting, it got voted on, and then it was done in one night. And you know, I don't like how that's done. And then I talked, and then 2 days later, somebody, well, I didn't even know there was one open.
That's kind of why I'm mentioning it now. We need to do that in April. We need to vote on it in April, because they have to be sworn in May, and then they don't take over till June. But we have to do that in April, in the meeting in April. So I want to put it out there that anybody that's interested
just
needs to
be clear. It's because
Mr. Latta
coming back.
Right, Mr. Latta does not want to be reappointed to that board. It's not that we don't want him back. It's not any of that.
Yeah.
He's just decided he served, I think they told me 25 years he served on our school board, which is second longest to Mr. Garrett. Yeah. Mr. Leon Garrett served, I think they said 27 years in the 20s. And Mr. Latta has served our community well for 25 years. So we do appreciate him for doing that. Also tonight, Council, we did have the bids for the cemetery, grass cutting, and the trail. We had seven bidders. A&W Lawn Care, do I need to go over all that? Okay, so the lowest bid on that, the lowest bid is $5,000 a month. I need to entertain a motion to accept the low bid for the grass cutting, for the Chief Ladaga Trail, and the cemetery.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
I got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? And that'll be CJ's Lawn Care. CJ's Lawn Care with the lowest vote, or the lowest bid. We also had the Roberts House, the museum, and the parks. That can be just informational only if you want to for this week. But and we'll have our people do it, you know, for the 2 weeks, but it's going to have to be cut. So. But really, come by and get this, and all the bids with the insurance and all that stuff are available. Tasha's got them in the office. For that, like you say, it ranged from $1,900 to $6,000. So we had a wide variety of bids. So if y'all would, by the next meeting, we definitely, if we're going to do this, we need to award this the next meeting as well. Okay. Anything else? So they'll start immediately on the grass cutting for the cemetery and the trail. They'll start that hopefully this week. So with that, I think that's all I got. I think I skipped you again, Ms. Tasha. You have anything?
I don't. We had a retirement dinner for Jeff Formby today, this afternoon at the Senior Center. They did a really nice little luncheon for him. So I think his employees did. So, and we got him a plaque. So. For 21 years of service with the city of Piedmont, so it was real nice.
Council, you have anything else tonight?
No, sir.
I'm in motion to adjourn.
I'd like to move to adjourn.
Got a motion? Sorry. Need a second?
Second.
Got a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, Jern.